Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. OMG. It has been a very, very long time, and I've missed you guys so very much. It has felt like eternity. Has not been eternity, but it feels like forever. There have been so many things that have been going on. So much has happened. So before we even get into it, I want to say to you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your support. Thank you so much. You guys have continued to show up to listen to episodes. It's almost like you're going through re-listening to episodes, almost like that's what I'm doing, because that's exactly what I was doing. Listen to my own episodes to get me through these last few weeks. Oh my goodness, it has been monumental in so many ways. So, first, I want to start by saying thank you guys so much for all of your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you so very much for all of your dedication. I have not been on social media. I have, Mercury was Mercury-ring, okay? And my phone completely went out, died on me, so I had to wait to get a new phone. So the backup phone does not have any of my apps on it, does not have my social media on it. So really, it was I really just really enjoyed the time away, but I really am not, I haven't been away. I've been very active. There've been a lot going on. So we're going to talk about it. So, but guys, thank you so much for all of your love, your feedback, and thank you so much for your continued support. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Bimi Shavery. I don't know how you've heard about me, but I'm so grateful and happy and excited that you have. I am continuing to grow in different countries across multiple continents, and I am completely overwhelmed with the love and support that I continue to get, and I am so grateful for it all. If you've already been a subscriber, you've been a follower, you've been a part of the tribe in the community here for days, weeks, months, years at this point, guys, thank you so very much for all of your continued love. I cannot thank you enough. I do not take that lightly. That is something that I hold so dearly and so closely to me, and I know for a fact that it is absolutely on purpose. It is for the purpose of God. So thank you guys so very much. Let's get into this particular episode. Now, this is not a typical daily devotion, but it is a daily devotion because I feel as though I needed to record, and I have been wanting to record, but I haven't. I needed to feel it in my spirit on what I needed to say, when I needed to record, and I felt it right at this moment. It was the ample time to do so. And so here we are. First of all, ladies, y'all all right? How y'all feeling? Okay, fellas, y'all all right? How are y'all feeling? Listen, y'all, life. I have been leaning so heavily on my previous episodes. And I don't know how many times I can say this or how many times I've said this, and you guys have heard me say this, but I often listen to my own voice for direction. And a lot of times when I am recording, I'm recording in real time, but I'm feeling what's to come, or I am, navigating through whatever God is wanting me to say, or whatever I'm feeling spiritually, etc., and so on. And so I'm sharing it. But when I go back and I listen, it is so crazy to me how it hits exactly when it's supposed to, whatever episode I find myself listening to. And then I find myself in a tunnel of just listening to me all day. So I actually was a listener for myself. Which I do, but I don't listen, re-listen to myself. I feel like that's, whatever, but I listen to myself, and the soothing, the clarity, the peace, the alignment that I felt really carried me through all of what we're dealing with right now. Listen, life is definitely lifing and blooming in the most indescribable ways. You understand what I'm saying? This has been a paramount time. The last few weeks, really, March was a lot, okay? But I didn't, I it April was so much, and April isn't even done, but April was so much that I can't really, I'm trying to think back on what all happened in March, because it's just been a ride from the beginning. Okay. It seems like we have been on this roller coaster. And I have recorded, when I recorded the daily devotions, when we were doing the 30 days of elevation, which we are still in the midst of, but we're not in the daily devotion portion of it. We did 30 days of elevation, and it took forever. That it was supposed to end March 11th. Okay. It took forever to get through the 30 days of it. It just seemed like it lingered forever. And it was because life was life and life was happening. And I move according to how God wants me to go, you know? And so there were so many things that were happening and so many things that were unfolding. And it feels like it was light years away, but it wasn't. Like it was just about 3 weeks, 2, 3 weeks, okay? And I intended to record an episode last week, okay? And I couldn't record. It was like it just the timing, the feeling, I just something, it was just too much happening, okay? I want to say to you guys, throughout the last month and a half, we have really, I'm talking about when I tell you guys, exhaust the theme exalted elevation is not for the faint of heart or the weak. It is literally about overcoming obstacles, digging deep into the depths of the things that you have really buried. The final remnants of those things are being released, purged, and let go of. Okay. So during this time, remember, elevated. Exalted elevation is not just a theme for a month. It is a theme for a year. We are in 2024. This year is all about new beginnings, changes. It is all about harmony, bringing balance to things. It is all about the uprooting and shifting of what is not supposed to be your life being expunged out. It is about raising you up above those things that have held you captive, held you down, held you back for so long, be it relationships, friends, thought patterns, behaviors, be it habits, be it things that you've allowed yourself to become a part of, groups you've allowed yourself to be a part of, identity, ideologies, everything, religions, traditions, everything that you have allowed yourself to be a part of that is not for the greater good of where it is you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to be aligned with is in shambles right now. And if it has not already just been burnt down to the ground, collapsed right now, life is. This is about the purity of where it is God has you going and where it is that He's wanting you to be. This is about being honest and authentic. You cannot be blessed and stand in a representative version of yourself. You got to be real with yourself from the heart out. You got to be real from the inside out. Your spirit has to speak its truth. And what you're going to find, if you have not already found, is that it is unbearable for you to be anything other than authentic at this time. It is excruciating to sit amongst people who don't see you, who don't understand you, who do not speak your language, who do not care for you, who do not embody the essence and the capacity to receive you in your fullness. This is about being able to be vulnerable in spaces you call home. And this is real because home is not just a house. Home is where you allow yourself to reside internally. What doesn't bring you peace has to go, has been, you've been uprooted from. There have been conflicts and there have been challenges and there have been moments where you have really questioned so many different aspects. And anything that has survived thus far is supposed to be in your life. Because listen, there have been battles. We have battled, we have fought, we have argued, we have had moments where we have completely lost control. We've lost control of ourselves. We couldn't control our emotions. We don't know what we're feeling. We cannot explain the aching that we are experiencing in the moment of whether it be grief, whether it be frustration, whether it be rage, whether it be jealousy, whether it be insecurities, inadequacies, whether it be lackluster reciprocity, whether it be lack of respect. There have been battles when it comes to authority. There have been all type of eruptions when it comes to understanding. There has been so much miscommunication on so many different levels that people are finding it difficult to even begin to pick up the pieces. But once this cloud that you've been under clears, it becomes like a fresh new beginning. It is a fresh new start. You feel new. You feel, you know, exhilarated. You feel a sense of liberation from the things that you've allowed yourself to be held captive by out of fear, out of obligation, out of, you know, feeling that it's just how things have to be. Sometimes it's been difficult for you to show up in spaces that you're required to show up in because you're not able to bring the fullness of who you are into those spaces. And that's where God has revealed so much to us. He's revealed so much to us till we finally realize we've had to pull back. And in order to pull back, you have to be able to review it in full. This has been a moment of reassessing, reestablishing, restructuring, recommitting, and renegotiating. Understanding what it is that we really, 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 really value, replenishing ourselves internally has been a major, major requirement because we have depleted so much of ourselves at the expense of ourselves for others. And not others in a sense of they just take, 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 but others in a sense of that is how you have felt you have needed to be in order to survive. You can only survive if you're giving. You can only survive if you're on the receiving end of someone caring for you, taking care of you, loving you. You've become codependent to the trauma, codependent to the drama, codependent to the feeling of being a part of something, even when it was eating you alive internally. This is where so much has come out that it has felt like an entire rebirth in less than a month because so much of what you thought you'd healed from has resurfaced. And then you realize when you come to that you don't even associate, you don't even feel connected to the pain anymore. That's how you know the recovery has taken place. Recovering from where it is you've been and what has happened to you is where you understand the growth. So now you're not obligated or required to continue to live in that space anymore. And this is the shedding that's taken place. And I know that the shedding should feel really, really good. You should feel like, oh my goodness, like I feel like a new person. But even the shedding can be painful because the shedding leaves you bare. It leaves you exposed. It leaves you vulnerable. It leaves you out in the open. It leaves you unattended for some time. And in that moment, you can feel isolated and alone, and you can feel abandoned, and you can feel all these different things because you are literally out in the open awaiting prey or waiting to be preyed upon. And this is where you are your most vulnerable and your most exposed because you can't protect yourself. You can't heal yourself in this moment. You cannot fight off everything and then cover yourself. You have no choice but to exist in the space that you're in. And it hurts. That's scary. That's a lot of different emotion at once. And so when you are in this space and you're coming out of this space, this is where you're able to see so much of what you have outgrown. When you shed the skin, you shed the layers, you shed the pieces of you that have long gone. It is not a comfortable feeling because you're not just leaving behind that of what you shed, you're leaving behind a piece of your identity because so much of who you were and so much of who you thought yourself to be are lying in that of which you are shedding. And this is a very difficult process. This is a very uncomfortable process at times. And right in this very moment, we are in the midst of that shedding. And boy, is it revealing. But the most amazing part of it, about it all, is that we're coming up for air. We're finally able to see where it begins to connect a little bit. Like, it's not all clear, but it's clear enough for us to understand that we're on the right path. And in that path that we're on a path. We all know if it's right or wrong. We just know that it feels lighter than where it was, but it is still kind of heavy in the heart space because we're still growing through this. We're still experiencing the remnants of this. We're still having to have the tough conversations. We are having to defend ourselves. We are having to stand up for ourselves. We're having to speak truth to power. We're having to advocate for ourselves. We're having to advocate for those we love. We're having to be in position against whatever the battle may be, in order to conquer whatever it is that God has assigned us to. And that is very difficult when you feel as though you are doing it alone. But this is where it shifts, because as it begins to turn, as the tides turn, as the days turn and spring begins to continue to spring, you begin to see the beauty in the clearing and the beauty in the recovery, in the beauty, in the new birth, in the beauty, in the transition, in the beauty, in the tranquility. There's peace to be found in what it is you are growing through right now. So even though we've had those difficult moments, those difficult times, those moments where we have cried, we have shouted, we've prayed, we have fasted, nothing happened, we don't know what God is leading us, we don't understand it, it's been a lot of difficulties, we've had a lot of conversations that have been very, very, very combative, and a lot of conflict and chaos and misunderstandings, and you felt like no one's understood you and heard and cared. And in those moments, you really, really have to really, in so many ways, tuck your tail, because no matter what you say, you won't be understood. No matter how loud you scream, you won't be heard. No matter how much you fight, it will not be valued, because it isn't in the right timing. It isn't in the right spaces. You aren't where you're supposed to be, or it isn't time for you to be acknowledged for where it is that God has you. It's time for you to understand that this may be bigger than you. Because what's coming from this is a blessing that you don't even yet have the capacity to receive, but you're en route to. You're being stretched. You're being stretched, you're being tugged, you're being pulled, you are being elongated in a way that you were not prepared for. And so you're fighting against it, but this is where you understand that a rooting is taking place. What God is doing in your life is something that you have not ever experienced before. He's taking everything that you've already grown through, taking every experience you've already had, all of your knowledge, all your wisdom, all of the things you've already healed from, all of the things you've already grown from, all of the sources that you have attained. He's taken all of that and creating a new masterpiece. And through that masterpiece is you. And that is where you're going to understand why it all needed to happen exactly the way it did to bring it to where it is now. This is a rebirth in our identity, a rebirth in how we value ourselves, a rebirth in how we love ourselves and care for those we love, and also show up in those spaces, freely loving, freely open, freely communicating, freely protecting what we value. Understanding what that is. What is it that you value? What is it that you call a principle in your life? What is it that you really believe in? Who is it that is really with you? What are you committed to? And how deep does that commitment go? This is about really building something on a ground level and not allowing what something looks like to run you off. You have to fight sometime for what it is you love. You have to fight sometime for what it is you deserve. You have to stand up, even when you may feel like no one else is standing up. You got to do right, even when no one is watching. And now is reaping season. This is where you finally get some of the rewards of the work you have put in. And this is why it is so necessary right now in this time for us to just move in gratitude. Just move in gratitude. Yes, it may be a little difficult right now. Yes, there are some things that are happening that are beyond your control right now. Yes, there are moments you are really, really, really struggling with right now. But it is so good because it's making you better. Because God is showing up like he hasn't before. Because God is revealing things that he hasn't before. Because God is trusting you like he hasn't before. This is a new day. This is a new day. This is a new moment. This is a new opportunity for the real you to exist in any space that you enter into, because God has assigned you somewhere else. God is blessing you where you are. He is not waiting for you to get anywhere else. He's not waiting for you to go somewhere else. He's not waiting for the right person to come into your life. Who is with you now is who is supposed to be with you. And whatever is not supposed to be in your life has already began to crumble. This is where God has shown himself like you couldn't have never imagined. Yes, you've gone through a lot. Yes, you've been through a lot of whirlwinds. Yes, things have been ripped inside out. But the most beautiful part about it all is that you are here and you are in one piece. And he has his hand all over you. No weapon formed against you has prospered and can prosper because of who that weapon was aimed at. You've been covered, protected the whole time. You've been anchored the whole time. You've been positioned the whole time. You've been cared for, loved, and you have been guided the whole time. Nothing was in vain. And that's the most beautiful part about it. So here's two incredible new beginnings, incredible opportunities of intense love, intense self-love, intense appreciation of the process, understanding that the lives that you touch every single day are all a part of the purpose. Every smile you give, every piece of advice you give, every listening ear that you extend, every time you tell someone you care and you love them, every time you give someone something that you don't have, but you pour into them, you sow a seed in their space, you give them hope. That is you planting seeds that you had no idea had already began to take root. And here we are in harvest season where it all blooms faster than you're able to really, really contain. And I want you to know that it's because it's deserved. You earned this. You earned this. It has not been easy. It has been overwhelming. It has been a lot of sacrifice. It has been a lot of compromise. It's been a lot of tears. It's been a lot of moments where you thought you've lost it all. There have been moments where you feared that you would lose it all. You feared that things would not happen the way they needed to happen. You feared that things would really, really, really crumble right in your hands. And aren't you glad that it didn't? Aren't you glad that what you feared didn't exist? You should be very proud of yourself. But most importantly, you should be very, very happy that God never took his hand off of you and he connected you with the right people and he allowed you to be in those rooms and speak truth to those pieces of power. And he's allowed you to shift the atmosphere in a way that works in your favor. This is all about God doing what God does, and he doesn't need our permission to open the doors, enter him or shut him. He does what he wants to do because he sees the ultimate goal. That's what we got to learn to trust even more. That's that. God got us and he got it all under control and everything works out for us because he said so. Okay. So I wanted to record this episode and give you guys a bit of, you know, I know it's been a minute, but I needed to step in and let you guys know it's all working out. It's all good. Everything is all good. All good. You're going to feel much lighter. You're going to feel so many turnarounds. You're going to begin to see why it needed to happen exactly the way it did and why you're so happy for the moments where it stormed, because my God, the beauty and the peace and the joy that you get when the sun comes out is a whole nother feeling that you couldn't explain otherwise. You wouldn't appreciate the sunshine if you never ever saw rain or clouds or, darkness. This is a beautiful, beautiful transition. God is not making any mistakes. And he doesn't play about his chosen ones. Okay? So I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Please continue to stay prayed up. Please continue to stay connected and rooted. Please continue to sow into that fertile soil and understand that you are covered, loved, protected, guided, and aligned. You are being anchored into the spaces you are entering into. Do not forget it. Do not run from it. Do not hide from it. And do not reduce yourself out of fear that you won't be accepted in it. God has already given you the permission you need to enter into every door he sends you to, and behind every single door he sends you to is abundance, is prosperity, is healing, is recovery, is health, it's happiness, it's joy, it is peace, it is an overwhelming amount of support that you desire deeply within. Everything you touch is blessed. Every word you speak is sowing a seed. Every time you think about something, it will come to pass. So be mindful of your thoughts. Be mindful of what's in your heart. Be mindful of the people you allow in your space and the people that you choose to interact with and the spaces that you occupy, because it's all going to affect your seeds that you're sowing and that are ripening and they're blooming so fast. This is a good time. This is a good time. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Please continue to be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with others. And until our next episode, I love you guys. Bye.